Maybe this young girl, she was experiencing a very good life in her home with her parents. But in a sudden, something happened. Bands from that country came and take her captive to a different place, to a different people, different culture, different country, different tradition. She was trained in her house to follow the Jewish tradition. She knew about the real God, the true God, the God of Israel, where she is now serving his master, her master and her mistress. They are serving a different God. But one thing that caught my attention, that she remained focused on her tradition, focused in her God, knowing that that's the God of Israel is the only true God. Sometimes I would just try to picture myself or picture somebody else when you are in a situation where you don't like to be. I imagine that this girl, she didn't want to be there. She would prefer to be with her parents, with her people, in her own country, following her own religion, the Jewish tradition, praising the true God. But now she's not there anymore. Sometimes God will allow us to be in some kind of situation where we wouldn't like to be. Maybe things are not working good for us. Maybe we need a better job. Where can we get a better income? Maybe our health is going down and we need healing. Or maybe our sons, our children are not behaving the way we would like them to be. Maybe in our work, a coworker is not relating very good to us. And sometimes we just think that things are not working good for us. But one thing that I realize, that God is still working in you and with you. For this girl, she might not be willing to be there, but she was forced to be there. But because God has a plan for her. And that plan that God has for her is that she will introduce this big soldier, brave soldier, valiant soldier to the prophet Elijah, because he was in need of healing. And one day, I can imagine every morning, Naaman getting up from bed, getting ready to go and work. This little girl might look at him and says, "What a brave man is this." But he can see at the same, she can see at the same time that he is sick and he needs healing. So one day, she told her mistress, "If only my master would go in Samaria and meet with the prophet, he would be healed." So that word sounds very good in the ear of our mistress. And it came to Naaman, and Naaman went to the king, and things was arranged that he can come back, that he can go to Samaria to meet the prophet. So we see Naaman arriving there with Elijah. And Elijah told him, "Send his messenger and tell him, go and wash yourself in the Jordan River." I can see two characteristics of two different people. Naaman as a commander-in-chief, Elijah a servant of God. Both people are under authority. As a commander, he always tried to put orders, and you should follow that. For Elijah, he's a servant of God. He just follow orders. He doesn't give orders. He just follow orders and obey orders from his God. That sounds very simple for Naaman. Just go and wash, and I will be clean. He didn't realize that this was the word of God for him. He didn't realize that this is a process of how this healing would come to him. He has his own way of thinking as a commander. He said, "Why in this river? Why not in the river Prapher and Abna? Is there better river, clean rivers?" But he came to the point where he listened to his servant, and they went to the River Jordan, and he washed himself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and he was restored. His flesh was restored from that leprosy. Sometimes I think that we might want things in our own way. And if we want it in our own way, things will not work for us. We should understand that we need to follow God's instruction, God's word, so that it can work in for God in for us. When Naaman saw that he was cured, he came back to Elijah and he wanted to give gifts for his healing. Elijah refused that because you cannot buy the gifts of God. It's free. He came and he made a very, very wonderful statement that it really caught my attention. A man that doesn't know nothing about God, that he has his own God, he adores his own God. Now he said, now I know that there is no other God except in Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He experienced that by the healing of his sickness. So do you see the importance of that young girl being there in that place? If that girl wouldn't be there, Naaman would have never confessed that there is now that there is only one true God, the God of Israel. How can he get in touch with Elijah if nobody will introduce him? Sometimes we think that we don't pay attention too much on our children, but they are very important to the life of the church. God can speak to them and can do wonderful things through them. They will follow the instructions of God, and they will just remain on that path. They won't be perfect. Just like us, we are not perfect. Just as what we study in Sunday school, that we need to have good control of our tongue, what we say, because you can build up and you can tear up. You can destroy too. So this man, Naaman, he was in need of healing, and now he is healed. And now he make a statement, now I know that there is only one God and the God of Israel. That really caught my attention that he was in need, he needed help, and he went. He went for that kind of help. And he gets that help that he needed. He needed healing, he went, and he was healed. In the book of Mark, we saw a similar story like Naaman. Jesus preaching the word there, a man came and he knelt down and begged him, if you want, you can heal me. Jesus said, yes, I am willing. Be clean, and he was healed. I wonder if God is telling us many times that he wants us to take to a different level. Sometimes we feel so comfort in our comfort zone that we are just want to stay in that level. But many times God wants to take us to a different level, to a next level. A level of your Christian life where you can enjoy more of Jesus, God's presence, a more closer relationship with him. Where if you stay where you are, maybe you are lacking of something, that there is more things in the future for your life. God has planned for you. Just as he had planned for this young girl. If she would stay in Israel, she would just be there. But now, by her words and by her presence, she turned the table upside down for Naaman. Naaman is a different person. Healed. Maybe he was converted. I'm not sure, but she said that there is no other God except in Israel. Many times after things happen in our life and we see God working in us and through us, we make the same statement. Now I know that you are God. that you are always with me, that you will never forsake me. When I was reading these two passages in 2 Kings and Mark, I was thinking when Jesus was preaching here in the world, when he was talking about himself as the bread of life, many people accepted and many did not. They couldn't understand that. But for those who understand, Jesus said in John 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. You see, God is always longs for us to have a more closer relation with us. He really needs us to be just more in touch with him, connected with him, so that we can experience more of his justice, his holiness, his everything that he wants for us. Sometimes we might think that we, because maybe things doesn't work good for us, and maybe because sometimes we are a little up and down, you think that God will not hear you, but the Word of God says that he will never drive you away. And in Hebrews 15:5, it reads to, never will I leave you nor forsake you. You see, God is always inviting us to come to him for his blessing, for that fellowship. Because the more you connect with God, the more you get closer to God, the more you grow, and the more you get knowledge of what God is. Sometimes when I'm hearing other Christians talking about their faith, their journey, I just have to listen and learn from them. Things that I have not experienced, I can hear that they have experienced that. So why do they experience that? Because God wants us to take us a different level, a level of prosperity, in knowing more about him, walking more closer to him, be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, the teaching of Jesus in our lives, transforming our inner being, so that whenever we might say something, instead of destroying, we might just continue building up relations, bringing people more together so that they can walk more in the way of Jesus. So as a church, I want to encourage the church for this year, 2018, to, if you're experiencing something in your life that you think that you don't want to experience, just think, is God working in me and taking me to a new level? Does I need to understand more about it, even though I cannot see it right now? Just as this girl and this other man in Mark 1, you know, they might think that they were that evil forces was working in them, so that, because it's not good for a girl to be captive, you know. She might think the opposite of what God was saying. I was thinking about Joseph too, when he was sold by his brother. He might think, well, I think they don't love me. And when he get to Egypt, he was put in prison because of his faithfulness to his God. And he can complain and said, well, I think God is not with me anymore. But God was working in him. He was preparing him for a next level. From prisoner, he went to be the second to the king. So there, he blessed a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people, because he was the one that was appointed to gather food for the 7 years of famine that was going through in that time. Maybe God is working in you. And just think about that. Maybe God is working for you, in you, to take you to a different level, so that you can be a better mom, a better dad, a better brother, a better sister, a better person in the community where you are planted. You can testify about God, just as this young girl. Thank you.